This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It is Free Talk Live. We are kicking off the second hour of the program. Phones are open and you can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. Phones open for you to call in and talk about anything you want to discuss. Here tonight is Ian,
DJ the Spy,
and Aria.
And you can join us online anytime. Just go to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features you'll find there for free. Once again, that is freetalklive.com. So I want to get into this story here, and we do have Aria with us. She is the founder of the Reformed Satanic Church. And is it Reformed Church of Satan?
It's Reformed Satanic Church.
Are those different, Church of Satan and Satanic Church?
No.
Okay.
It's just, I find Satanic Church to have more of a ring to it than the Church of Satan.
It's fewer syllables.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, they effectively mean the same thing, yeah. But Reformed Church of Satan just...
Too many words.
Yeah.
It makes sense. So, it's not the Church of Satan or the Reformed Satanic Church that's in the news. It's once again the Satanic Temple, who's been dominating the satanic headlines, if you will, over the last several years. They seem to really kind of take off maybe in like 2016 or somewhere in that range, it feels like. And
they're the ones putting Baphomet statues everywhere. Where there are Ten Commandments, they show up and they throw up a Baphomet statue. And I love it. Keep doing it.
Have they actually, how many of them have they actually put up, though?
I mean, I've
heard the story. I think they move it around. I don't know if they have a bunch of them, because, like, it's a really fancy-looking statue.
They have at least a few, though.
Hmm. Well, the After School Satan Club is now causing a stir at a California elementary school, according to the San Francisco Gate. Eric Ting, writing for them, he says the new After School Club at Golden Hills Elementary School in Kern County's
No, that's the most conservative county in California.
Oh, is it?
Kern County, Bakersfield. Oh, it's red, red, red.
Tehachapi is the town. It must be an Indian name. Called the After School Satan Club is drawing community outrage, and that's largely the point.
Why? You don't have just don't go.
Oh, but it's at a government school.
So it was the Bible club that that they had at my school every break when I was in the 7th, 8th, and 9th grades.
Yep, and now you have successfully predicted what is going on here, right?
There's
a Bible club at the school, and so the Satanic Temple wants to get involved too. So for years, the Satanic Temple, a group that the Washington Post described as, quote, a non-theistic religious organization advocating for secularism and scientific rationalism, unquote, has been launching these clubs in public schools where evangelical Christian groups, namely the Good News Club, have their own meetings. In 2001, the United States Supreme Court ruled in favor of the Good News Club when a New York school district sought to prevent the group from holding meetings on school grounds after school hours.
See, that's so petty. I mean, if there's going to be a teacher there to oversee the stupid thing, who cares? If they want to have their Christian book club, let them have their Christian book club. But by the same token,
right,
let the Satanists have theirs.
Well, and that's the legal argument here, and it's a strong one, and that is that if the government, which is not supposed to in the United States, pick a side when it comes to religion, that was kind of one of the whole reasons why people left the UK, right, and they came to the U.S. was because there was a state-approved religion mm-hmm. under the king. Right? They didn't like that.
Well, there still was when they came here. That's one of the great myths of the United States is that the Puritans wanted religious freedom. They didn't. They just wanted to uphold their religious beliefs and have a system based on theirs. That's why they underwent the Salem witch trials.
The Puritans and the Puritan history. But, it's funny because I was an atheist. Well, I was an atheist until I tried to off myself, and then I found myself in the ER. Just absolutely wonderful experience being, out of body and not needing to breathe, not needing.
Oh, wow.
To,
you had an out of body experience.
Oh, very much so, and it was wonderful. And,
would you say it was a near death experience?
Oh, it was definitely. Well, that was beyond a near death experience.
So, did you have a light at the end of the tunnel? Like,
no, I had a pure blackness and a something like myself that was thinking at me.
Hmm.
And I could telepathically communicate with it, and it could communicate with me.
Mm-hmm.
And it was more an acknowledgement of, like, wow, you're real. whatever you are, yeah. Which I say, well, because I was born a Christian Methodist, you know, of course, you know, when you die, you have to go to either heaven or hell. And I said, well,
according
to the Christians, I said, well, I know which one I want to go to. I know which one I deserve. And, well, you know, and it was just, I woke up in the ER and my arm was like in excruciating pain because I had impinged the blood flow to the brachial plexus nerve. And I said, boy, if everybody knew how wonderful death was, they might be offing themselves, you know, a lot sooner in life than waiting for the end.
But it didn't work for you.
No, it didn't. And that was what surprised me beyond, because I took a lethal overdose of 3 different medications to ensure I wouldn't be here. But, of course, it's one of those interesting conundrums. If, if there is a God and you're immortal, then you can't die. And I said, boy, that kind of scares me, because what if I'm in pain, or what if I'm trapped in a body that's, like my father, he died of Alzheimer's, and I said, that's a horrible way to go, and I don't want to go that way. I'd prefer lung cancer or getting hit by a car or just good old-fashioned dying in your sleep or whatever. You know, my personal preference.
I mean, the universe is certainly weird. I can't speak to anyone's death experience or near-death experience, but I do know one of the weirdest things I've ever experienced was I needed to move a Mazda RX-7 that my dad had given me that was a piece of crap to a mechanic to actually get fixed and worked on. And I had a reasonable idea of what I was doing. I was almost positive I took the locking plate out of the steering wheel, which is what causes a steering wheel to lock up when the key's not turned.
Right.
It's called a locking plate. And if you move that out, then you can continue steering a vehicle even with no key in.
Yeah.
However, I apparently didn't. And we got to the mechanics just fine, and it was, 3 miles down the street. Everything was just fine. But as soon as we went to move it into the garage, steering wheel locked up.
Oh.
If that had happened at any point in that journey while we were going 40 miles per hour, we all would have died.
Wow.
Me especially. But it didn't.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know. Maybe there's just some mechanism in place that I don't know about where if a
vehicle... Like the holodeck safety protocols in Star Trek. If
no, something way simpler, which is that if the wheels are turning, don't lock the steering wheel. That's probably what we were actually dealing with, because from an engineering perspective, duh. You don't want the steering wheel to lock anytime the wheels are moving. So there was probably some control mechanism in there for that, but I don't know.
Yeah. Bonnie and I have read a couple books about near-death experiences. They're all really, really interesting, and they all have very similar circumstances. They have shared experiences. These people have these near-death experiences, and some of them have them as children. And so the guy that wrote the book, Melvin Morse, I think was his name, he did a study on the children, right, that had these near-death experiences, and it was just absolutely fascinating stuff. It sounds like you were in the midst of one.
Yeah, my therapist, she was curious. She said, why did you have a positive one? Because some people have a near-death experience, and they have kind of a, like, evil, crawly things trying to grab them.
So that was not communicated in this book.
So, some people, when they have a near-death experience, they have, like, panic, like the fear of death, I think. But for me, I don't know if it was because I struggle with depression sometimes that it's like, wow, that's just a... And I was on a lot of drugs, like a 60 milligrams of alprazolam, which is Xanax.
Well, that was one thing that they actually looked at in the study, because a lot of the people in the sort of the standard medical community, they don't believe in this stuff, right? They say, oh, well, you're on a lot of drugs, so of course it was the drugs that did it.
Well, it was
and
the drug.
They controlled for that, and they found that these people that they talked to were not on those drugs. And of the people who were on those drugs, people that had the drug-related experiences were not having near-death experiences. So there was no way to draw from drug use to having a near-death experience. There was no connection to that at all.
I guess as an atheist that said, the atheist said, if you kill yourself, there's nothing ever, ever again. This is the one life you get, and it's all you'll ever have. And when you die, that's it. And it was one of these things of, boo, who says that's it? And who says God doesn't exist and that he isn't real? Because it's just so, for me, I said, I don't believe in God. I know he's there. I can't prove it to anybody.
No.
But
it's a personal experience.
It was one of those things that's like, wow, if this is what death is like, you sign me up. But I'm, it's not like I'm suicidal anymore. But it's a knowledge of, like, oh, when you die, there is this thing that it's very peaceful, and, like, it should be peaceful.
All of them had that experience. They, to a T, they all had that experience of, like, wow, I would... And many of them were actually given a choice. Like, do you want to keep going, or do you want to go back? and it's a very...
Yes. Well, I'm glad to be here with all of
choice.
You guys.
There's more coming up. We are too, TJ, and there's more on the way about the after-school Satan Club that is riling people up in apparently the most conservative county in California. It is Free Talk Live.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones open. If you want to join the show, the number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Joining you tonight is Ian,
TJ the Spy,
and Aria.
And you can join us online anytime. Just head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have waiting for you there. It's Once again, that is freetalklive.com. And I want to let you know about the Socratic experience. Most people listening to this show probably already know that government schooling is a failed institution. 1 out of 5 graduates are functionally illiterate. 75% of high school students are unhappy. 63% of them are disengaged. And according to the CDC, now 19% are considering suicide. Yes, government school is that bad.
I wonder what percentage of the suicide is an increase because of COVID-19 and the lockdowns that were a result of that. I suspect it's
some
a fair
of it.
Bit.
Yeah. It's time that we stop subjecting our children to these schools, and you can now get the same elite education found at Oxford at an affordable price. Thanks to Michael Strong, who's an acclaimed and globally known educator, he launched an online academy called the Socratic Experience, where students learn through philosophical dialogue and are engaged in a highly social and inspiring learning environment. The Socratic Experience nurtures your child's unique genius, and it's a proven school. Students from there have gotten into the most prestigious universities and highly selective companies. You can mention Free Talk Live, and you'll save 20% off your first year's tuition. Go to SocraticExperience.com/FTL and download the parent guide there. That's SocraticExperience.com/FTL, and you get that discount of 20% off the first year. And class space is limited, by the way, so get on over to SocraticExperience.com/FTL. We got more coming up here on the Satanic Temple. Their latest news headlines coming from the Kern County, one of the cities there, at Golden Hills Elementary School. They're going to be launching the After School Satan Club, and some people are really mad about this. We'll get into it. But first, because we do actually have the High Priestess of the Reformed Satanic Church on here with us, but let's go to Chuck in Washington State. Go ahead, Chuck.
I just want to say it's an honor to be on the same line with the High Priestess of the Satan Club today, I guess.
The Reformed Satanic Church.
See, that's what I like about the Reformed Satanic Church. I appreciate that, but it shouldn't be an honor. All high priestesses, all high priests, all rulers, all leaders, all everyone, they're just flesh and blood, normal human beings.
Well, you know, this really does... Here's why I keened up on this, because we constantly hear people that listen to right-wing talk radio... they sit there and they say that they're, they don't allow prayer in church, or prayer in schools. And you know, all of this stuff about prayer in schools and everything like that. But, you know, what really, kind of makes that argument just so ridiculous is the fact that there's Satan churches that are trying to go into the schools and develop their own programs like the Good News program. I don't know.
The Good News Club is a Christian program, just to clarify.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, right. That's what I meant to say. So, you know, they do allow prayer in schools.
They do. They don't allow state-run, organized prayer in schools.
Yeah, you can still, if you are at a government school, you can pray all you want to pray, right? Like, wherever you want to pray.
It depends. If you're an administrator, like in New York City, I wouldn't recommend it if you're a teacher praying.
I was talking about a student.
But students have freedom to pray all they want.
But, yeah, you cannot lead as a teacher in some sort of a prayer thing during school hours.
I don't know if that's exactly accurate, because, I mean, I live in Washington State, where we just recently had a football coach, avoid legal entanglements because he decided to take a knee or something like that afterwards, you know, saying a word of prayer, or I don't know, something like that. And
almost certainly, and not having heard the story, I would speculate that it was almost certainly a moment of silence. That's what they did when I was in school.
Are we talking about during a football game, or are we talking about during a class?
Either way.
No, during a football game. But, it all depends on, that has the potential to disrupt the taxpayer-funded educational environment.
The football game does? Absolutely. Get rid of it.
Yeah. It really does, because there's tons of student bodies. I mean, let's talk about the Texas football problem real quick here. I mean, that's bigger than life down there, but. You know, there's at least one day a week where the entire student body, or 60% of them, is tied up with the whole idea of stuff that happens on the, the basketball court or the football field. Mm-hmm. And now you got this guy.
Well, look, I wouldn't tell somebody that they can't play a sport. I mean,
no, I was being sarcastic.
They should be able to do it. However, I don't want to pay for it. I'm not interested in, like, if I were going to be paying for education, and I don't want to pay for government education at all.
I mean, think most people feel like that.
But
I think most taxpayers, yeah.
I think most Americans love the idea of sports and gladly would pay for it.
They love sports, and they will get really angry if you try to cut the sports budget at the local school board. So that's why I feel like it's like, yeah, I'm not in favor of government schools at all. I want them to end. I want people to be able to have market-based education that they can choose, and that way parents who don't care about sports and their kids who aren't interested in, you know, spending time on that, want to focus on just learning, can go to schools that don't have, you know, sports teams.
Yeah, and if you want your kids to go to a school where there's prayer, then send them to a religious school. It's not my fault that the Southern Baptists haven't organized enough to open up a Southern Baptist school like the Catholics have.
They've never done that?
Get off your butts and do it. To my knowledge, they haven't, but there's nothing stopping them.
I think a lot of Christian schools that are not Catholic, you know, that...
there are some, but Catholics kind of dominate
that. Rattlesnake handler type Christian school.
Well, absolutely, because you know what? That's the one thing as a Methodist, I said, our sermons were boring as heck. So, please, by hour two, I wanted to die.
The Southern Baptists were
listening to that drone on and on. And I said, boy, some of the holy rollers and the boy, they get into it. And they have the music and they're holding their hands up and waving around having a jolly good time. And I said, boy, if I could have gone to that church, that would have been a heck of a lot more entertaining.
Well, just compare your average white church to your average black church. The differences could not be more
stark.
When the black Americans go to church, they have fun. To them, it's a fun
dancing,
worshiping experience. And I'm like, look, that's a great aspect of religion. You're having fun with it. Where the Southern Baptists and the Methodists are all dour, and they act like their dog died on the way to church. It's like, dude, what is your God bringing to the table?
It's like, boy,
there seems to be that kind of flavor of Christianity, too, that's displayed depending on what church you go to. Some days it's like good news, but some churches every day that it's like you need to carry that burden for Christ, literally.
What's the point of Christ's death if I'm supposed to carry the burden? Tell that lazy dude to carry it himself. He died for a reason.
Well, no, am I wrong here? I mean, they get it. I don't know either. Seriously.
Hey, Chuck, thanks for sharing your thoughts tonight, man. I do appreciate hearing from you here.
Christian mythology is so weird. I can't even begin to try to rationalize what they actually think regarding Jesus' burden. Because, I mean, the dude didn't, like, die. I mean, what sacrifice is there when he was, like, back 3 days later? It's like, oh, that was a nice nap, guys. Man, who's got some caffeine?
And you say this as somebody who was raised in a Southern Christian denomination of some sort. Was it Baptist?
It was Southern Baptist. I laugh at it now, but that's because I was scared to death of it when I was in the third grade.
Yeah. The number is 603-283-6160. You can join the show here. We got more on the Satanic Temple's After School Satan Club coming up here on Free Talk Live.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Lawmakers have until December 16th to pass a funding bill to keep the government running. Democrats want to pass a spending package that would fund the government through the rest of the 2023 fiscal year. Many Republicans are opposed to this, including New York Republican Congressman-elect Mike Lawler, who weighs in on the issue on Fox News.
There should not be a long-term spending bill here. A continuing resolution should be passed to fund the government into January so that the new Congress, myself included, can get in there and rein in this reckless, out-of-control spending.
In Monday Night Football action, the Tom Brady-led Tampa Bay Buccaneers face off against the New Orleans Saints. Kickoff set for just after 8:15 p.m. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Yeah. Yes, it is Free Talk Live, and the phones are open for you. If you want to join the show, you can do that here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Joining you in the studio tonight is Ian,
TJ the Spy,
and Aria.
We've been talking about the news story here about a town in California, Tecachapi, California, in Kern County, that has the Golden Hills Elementary School, where recently there apparently is a school group called the Good News Club. Now, this is a Christian evangelical club on the campus. And they've been around for some time. Apparently in 2001, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled in favor of the Good News Club when, at the time, a New York school district sought to prevent them from holding meetings on school grounds after hours. Supreme Court ruled the district could not discriminate against groups based on their viewpoints. Because comparable secular groups were allowed to operate, the Good News Club must also be accommodated. Makes sense.
Yep. I'm good with it.
The ruling not only opened the door for religious groups meeting in public schools, but also for the proliferation of the after-school Satan clubs as intended counterweights. The clubs created controversy in Moline, Illinois, and Lebanon, Ohio, earlier this year.
Where was that first one?
Moline, Illinois.
Okay.
A mother in Tecachapi and a volunteer for the after-school Satan club said, her name is Lauren May, she says, "The initial reaction is definitely that of shock and disgust." She said further in an email to SF Gate, "There's also a lot of confusion between the Satanic Temple and the Church of Satan, which are two different things. They definitely do seem to think that we're devil worshippers, which we are not. We don't believe in a supernatural Satan." And you would agree with that, right?
Absolutely. I mean, most Satanists, probably even the ones from the Church of Satan,
don't
believe in an actual existing supernatural or natural Satan.
But a lot of these people who are getting mad about the After School Satan Club, which again is completely legal under this structure where the school can't endorse one religion over another, so it has to allow, if it's going to allow one, it has to allow all of them to have a club on the campus. So they're completely within their legal rights. But the people who are getting mad about it, all they see is the word Satan, and they just start getting angry. They don't ever bother to have a simple conversation with one of these Satanists.
Well, this was inevitable, and this is why Satanists, you know, may not have been the smartest when they chose their terminology. Obviously, when you choose for the patron of your religion, the bad guy in another person's religion, in the dominant religion of the nation, well, when you deal with people who from or hail from that religion, they're going to assume that you are worshiping the bad guy in their religion.
That's true. They are.
But that's not what Satanism is. It's not devil worship. That's what that would be. If people were worshiping the devil of Christianity, that would just be devil worship. But that's why I said earlier that
there's no bad black masses with sacrifices. No.
Sacrifices of young children's blood and all that.
Goat's
blood.
I mean, there's certainly different rituals of various types that Satanists take part in. Mm-hmm. Anton LaVey and Aleister Crowley were both really big.
You didn't deny it, though. You didn't deny. Did you want to answer the question? Are there black masses with sacrifices?
Not with sacrifices.
Okay. But they have black masses.
Yeah, it's a sexual thing, though. I mean, it is. Okay. I mean, Anton LaVey and especially LaVey, but somewhat Crowley, but LaVey was very big on this notion that humans need traditions and ceremonies and rituals and things like that in order to root them in their mythologies, in order to sort of create this guiding light for them. And that's why Satanism has the symbols and not necessarily the chants and things like that. Sure, some Satanists do. The Church of Satan probably has chants and stuff like that. Because LaVey had this idea that helps ground people in it when they have these common trappings of religion, the chants, the hymns, the robes, the ceremonies, and all of that kind of nonsense. The Reformed Satanic Church sort of rejects all of that, where I don't find it to be very valuable at all to have ceremony and tradition. I think if a thing is useful, keep it. If it's not useful, get rid of it. Mm-hmm. But keeping it around for the sake of tradition or ceremony or whatever, it's useless. And I suspect the Satanic Temple probably takes that same approach. But no, there's no sacrifices of children. What you're referring to there is like the Satanic Panic of the 90s.
Yeah, well, it carried on. Believe.
Yeah, and you had all of these reports being sent to the FBI of people sacrificing children, killing one another, raping babies, and all these other horrific things.
Sounds like what goes on in government.
It does. And not a single instance of any of these reports to the FBI ever yielded a shred of evidence
that any
of this stuff was happening.
So it's like the razor blades in the Apple, razor blades in the Apple Halloween tale.
Yeah, it was just like that.
Total bunk.
And because of that, there's three people who are still in prison. I think to this day they were called the West Memphis Three. Mm-hmm. And some kid was killed, and they were Satanists. They wore the black clothing, so the cops completely botched the investigation. They found these three kids that, they wore Marilyn Manson T-shirts, and they threw them. One of them confessed because it's a little simple in the head. You know how cops are. They manipulate people. Confess to this and we'll make sure you don't get sentenced to the death penalty.
Take the plea deal, yeah.
Yeah, so there's a lot of, especially among rock musicians, there's a lot of activism towards setting free the West Memphis Three because, by all accounts, they seem to be completely innocent.
Just
they may be
kids.
Free now. I think one of them at least may have been released at this point. But they were just kids who were in the wrong place at the wrong time, and they were Satanists.
The Satanic Temple, according to the group's website, which is thesatanictemple.com, does not advocate for religion in schools. However, once religion invades schools, as the Good News Clubs have, the Satanic Temple will fight to ensure that plurality and true religious liberty are respected. Unquote. The group says that in club meetings it is not interested in converting children to Satanism, and that sessions will focus on free inquiry and rationalism, the scientific basis for which we know what we know about the world around us.
That's one point where I would disagree with the Satanic Temple. They say that, religion doesn't belong in school, or however it is they phrase it. I would suggest that you can't separate religion from public schools.
Well, ultimately, a government school is a religious institution because the religion they're teaching is the worship of the state.
Right, so I don't think the two can be separated.
It's just an illusion otherwise.
Right.
During a TV segment on Bakersfield CBS affiliate KBAC, parents at Golden Hills Elementary expressed strong displeasure with the fact that the after-school Satan Club exists. One parent told the TV station, "I think it's disgusting." Another said, "I think it's wrong, and it shouldn't be in the school." Well, here's your solution. Shut the effing schools down.
Yes.
Close down the system.
Amen to that, brother.
And I'm saying that with absolute... I'm serious, right?
I'm with you, yeah.
That is 100%.
That's how you identify the libertarians, yes. Is that we don't believe... Because, honestly, there's this myth out there that if we don't have public schools, kids are not going to learn to read. And I'm
ridiculous.
They already can't read. They already can't do math. How much worse can it get? And by the way, each one of those high school diplomas is $250,000 of taxpayer funding over 13 years of life. And they teach kids to hate learning. Learning is
sure
something that you know we should do as adults, I think.
And it comes naturally.
It comes naturally. It takes work sometimes.
The unschoolers are proof of this, right? Like the unschooling is the idea. It's like takes homeschooling to a new level. Where homeschooling, generally the parents kind of like figure out a curriculum and, okay, what should my kids learn? And we got to select resources for this. The unschooling just says, you take the kid, you set them loose, and they figure it out. And then if they need help, they can, ask you or whatever. But if, they need a resource, they can identify what resource they need. Or you can help them with that.
But you're proof that you didn't need to go to college to learn how to use all this radio equipment here. You just started reading the manuals and set it all up, and now you have a radio network.
So the unschooling thing is proof because these unschooling kids are just as smart as the homeschooling kids, and the homeschooling kids are way smarter than the government school kids. I think the homeschooling kids are even smarter than the private school kids generally.
It's a complete joke what the American education system is. Like, I worked with someone who, last night they were bragging, like, well, I graduated high school. I'm like, oh boy, yay. Congratulations! I don't know what to say. I dropped out of high school, and in my worldview, that puts me just a little bit higher than you. Well, but whatever.
Aren't you their manager?
But yeah, that's true.
That's the problem with a lot of government people. They confuse correlation and causation. They say, "Oh, college graduates make more money, and therefore we need to push and get more people to go to college." And I said, "No, the reason college graduates, especially
You're going to finish that thought coming up here in a moment. We'll make a note so we don't forget. The reason college graduates make more money.
Yes.
Of course, it also costs more money to go to college.
College
graduates are in way more debt than a high school graduate. So is it really even worth it in the end? We'll continue. And you can share your thoughts as well on religion in schools, government schools existing at all, whatever's on your mind. It is Free Talk Live. Join us.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices?
Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. It's our hope that you can join the show here. I do want to say thank you to Evan Ford, who is a Free Talk Live supporter of our AMPS program. You can join it as Evan has done over at amps.freetalklive.com. That's amps.freetalklive.com. Is where you can join up. It's our Patreon. You get some perks. You get access to the AMP Only podcast, which has the full radio show without the recorded commercials. You get that as a perk as one of our AMPs over at amps.freetalklive.com. Sign up there to our Patreon with your debit card, your credit card, or your PayPal account, amps.freetalklive.com. Thanks again to Ammon Ford for doing that. As we continue here, Ian, TJ, and Aria in the studio tonight, we've been talking about the San Francisco Gate reporting on the latest controversy with the Satanic Temple, which is really good at holding the Christians' feet to the flames, so to speak, here, where the Christians think that there should only be a Christian club at their government school.
Isn't it weird how an individual can actually think that? I mean, You have to wonder how narcissistic and arrogant and confused these people are if they genuinely don't see an issue with having their religion at school, and they get upset when someone else tries to have their religion at school. What about the Muslims? Can they have their Muslim book club?
They should be able to.
They should, but would the Christians upset?
Right, yeah. Would they get as uppity? Probably.
Absolutely. Probably. They can't stand Muslims. They're terrified of Muslims. Right. They're more scared of Muslims than they are of Satanists.
That's probably true.
You know, I remember this because back in the 90s, it was a big deal, like a gay club on campus or whatever. Was it just a huge, like you couldn't have, like all the parents would throw a huge fit saying we were indoctrinating the children and trying to make them.
Right.
And it's like, well, no, it would just be nice to know that there are non-heterosexual people here that are like me, you know.
Did you actually encounter that in the 90s, or was that just something you were aware of?
You know, I grew up in a time and place where you just did not come out as gay.
It was You're in Missouri, right?
Missouri, yeah, rural Missouri. And so, you know, Matthew Shepard got strung up and beaten.
Is that the Bible
killed.
Belt?
I would say Missouri is fairly conservative, not like Oklahoma or Kansas conservative.
Because you were in the Bible Belt for sure, right?
Yeah, I don't know that I would call Missouri the Bible Belt.
There's St. Louis and Kansas City and Columbia, Missouri.
Okay.
But the rest of the state's pretty red, and so I grew up in the red part of the state. And, you know, it was something you just didn't do. Mm-hmm. And my mom was terrified. Mom was more...
Did she know you were gay?
Yeah, and she said, son, please don't, because Matthew Shepard got killed in Wyoming back in the 99 in my senior year of high school, and there I was. And so I said, yeah, that's not something to say. If you want to keep on living, you just best keep your mouth shut, kind of the thing. I lived in fear for a long time until I turned 21 and learned how to shoot a gun, and then I said nobody ever called me the F-A-G word again.
So we're talking about the Satanic Temple. They opened up the after-school Satan Club in Kern County at Golden Hills Elementary School in California. People are angry, telling local television station KBAK, according to the SF Gate, "I think it's disgusting," said one parent. The spokesperson for the club is a woman named, it was in here, and I lost it. Oh,
and Lauren, all this club wants to do is promote rational scientific inquiry.
Yeah.
That's what they said. Right.
That's what they said.
And I tend to believe that's probably what they mean. They're not going to be, you know, drawing pentagrams on the floor and, you know, sacrificing kittens or whatever.
Well, you could attend one of the meetings and find out for sure, I imagine.
I mean, the Christians' issue here is basically just with branding. They don't like the way this science club branded itself. It's like, well, that's sort of the fault of Christians in the first place, considering, you know, they were the ones who demonized science in the first place back in the 15th century and the 16th century, and they've sort of been doing it ever since. But, I mean, what did they expect the scientific people to do when they were considered heretics because they had the audacity to say, you know what, maybe you're not right?
Now they're pushing back a little bit. Now, to be fair, and it looks like some good things have happened here, the spokesperson for the club, one of the moms, Lauren May, she says some have reacted positively. She said some people have changed their minds after learning the group is not actually encouraging children to worship Satan.
But it should be able to if they wanted to.
That's true. She said others refuse to accept that what we stand for is genuine. It's typically still being seen through the lens of someone that believes Satan is a real being, and we believe differently, she said.
See, this is one of the things I like about the Church of Satan is that, I mean, if you're going to go all in, then actually go all in. Be like, yeah, we're over here worshiping the devil. Yeah.
But they don't, do they? I thought that
they come closer to it than the Satanic Temple does.
I thought they were known for being humanists at the Church of Satan. But I haven't researched it significantly. If you're out there and you know a lot more about the Church of Satan, give us a call here at 603-283-6160. She said that at least three children have signed up to be part of the after-school Satan Club, and that some people who oppose the club are planning to protest outside. Well, they'll have something to talk about on day one, apparently. There was one threat of violence that was subsequently reported to the police department, because that's what Jesus taught, right?
Yes. Go around.
People.
I think that was more Muhammad. Go around slaying your enemies with a sword. But Jesus was...
No, that's mythology about Muhammad.
Oh, really?
Muhammad
was it? Or did the Christians create that? Or was it
the mythology?
Some Americans created it.
Muhammad was, and a lot of people are going to disagree with this, but that's just because what they heard on Fox News said otherwise. But, you know, it was a religion of peace. Muhammad believed in self-defense, and his people did defend themselves. But when attacked, he instructed his people to not chase after the enemy when they turn around to run. So as soon as the battle, you know, as soon as the enemy was turning around to run,
what I find funny, so many
they were allowed to leave.
To be Muslim, they say Allahu Akbar, which literally means God is great, or God, you know, God, glory to God, before they blow themselves up and kill themselves. And I said,
well, there's plenty of Christians who want to.
Well, it would be like if I said Jesus died for your sins and then blew myself up.
Yes. Have you never heard of an abortion clinic being bombed? I mean, Christians do this sort of stuff all the time.
Christians, I like to say, are at least sane enough to try and get away, but from the blast. Muslims want to go and, like, you know, blow themselves. Boom.
Some of them,
God is great. I said that doesn't make any sense to me. That would be like
these are all deluded people who are not following the teachings of their religion.
Well, I know
Christians who go to war, and there are Muslims who go to war, and neither of these two things, at least aggressive war, is acceptable under the
But I could see how a lot of people would get the wrong image, like, at the first time it happened, but if, like, 5 or 10 people in a row said, Jesus Christ died for your sins, and blew themselves up in a diner or something, then you might start to see people say, huh, Christianity is a kind of a strange religion. They go around blowing themselves up.
Well, people should say Christianity is a strange religion, even if they don't blow themselves up. They do.
I think the blowing yourself up thing is immaterial to the whole thing. I mean, so they kill themselves when they kill a bunch of other people. I mean, fine. If they're going to kill a bunch of other people, they should at least kill themselves in the process, right? If you're going to bomb an abortion clinic, make sure you're inside it, so that at least you die, too, for being a piece of garbage. So I at least have to credit the Muslims for that. Go them. They believe in what they believe, and they're going to kill people, but they're going to kill themselves while they're at it, and that makes one less piece of crap on the earth.
Yeah, you don't have to put that person in a prison cell for the rest of their
life. The Christians, on the other hand, they're too much of cowards for that. They're like, no, I'm going to stand here back here from a distance and bomb that abortion clinic. Cowards. So, no, I don't think it's a bad thing that the Muslims are willing to kill themselves. I think it's a bad thing they're all willing to kill one another and each other. But if they're going to, at least have the courage to kill yourself while you're at it.
Enough community complaints accumulated that the Tehachapi Unified School District Superintendent Stacy Larson Everson had to write a letter explaining why the group has to be allowed to operate. She said in the letter, quote, "By law, the district cannot discriminate against groups wishing to use our facilities or distribute flyers to students based on viewpoint." She said further, quote, "It is very important to note the district does not endorse any of the groups or content affiliated with groups that host after-school events on district property."
The fact that this superintendent had to write this is why the Satanic Temple is necessary.
Yep. How much does that school administrator get paid? Like $500,000 a year? So?
Oh, I don't know, but it's probably six digits.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. Six digits for a school administrator? Really?
For a superintendent role? Yeah.
Man, I went to the wrong
guild. California, it is probably over 200.
Oh, yeah, that's... And
I could be grooming kids and getting paid $100,000 a year to do it?
Maybe. When asked,
that was a joke. Yeah. Everyone understood it as a joke, but...
My laughter was delayed because I was trying to parse it, going, okay, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, trans people, gay people, were always being accused of grooming people.
Oh, yeah,
because,
grooming,
you know, we exist in the vicinity.
Well.
Right.
And I said, believe me, if that was possible, like, I've tried to turn Ian bisexual many times and it's never worked.
Sorry, TJ.
Yeah, that's okay.
I will get
arrested for you, though, if they do call me as a witness. I hope I'm not on the government witness list, but I'll take
not.
The fifth. Okay, good.
When asked how she might respond to Christians who would find the after-school Satan Club gratuitously antagonistic, the mom in this case, wrote, quote, "I would want them to defend their questioning as to why they think certain sects of Americans don't get to enjoy the same religious freedoms as their peers and challenge the Good News Club." She said further, quote, "The after-school Satan Club is an opportunity for children to participate in an intellectually stimulating program that fosters inquisitive thinking, and I'm excited to send my children," she says. "I refuse to send them to the Good News Club, who teaches children to proselytize to their peers by threatening them with internal damnation, none of which the after-school Satan Club does."
She's not wrong.
Yeah. If you want to join the show, you can hear the number 603-283-6160. Coming up, a former cop is being charged with attempted murder. We'll talk about that situation where he shot, luckily not to death, but he did shoot a young man for simply eating a McDonald's hamburger in his car at the parking lot in San Antonio.
The McDonald's was going to kill him eventually.
Right. More coming up here. It's Free Talk.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.